Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
That's a great song. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Hanukkah, too. They're right there next, back to back. Hanukkah's on Saturday, Christmas is on Sunday. And welcome back. It's the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. This is our Christmas show. It's not on the Christmas day because it's on Sunday, but this is our 20th live Christmas show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King, the purveyor of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. I encourage you to check that out, folks. How many videos you got there,
Ruth? North of 508.
Wow.
Last I counted, it was 508, and that was about a month or so, about 2 months ago, and we do probably 2 to 3 new ones a week now.
Right. So check it out, folks. You'll thank me later. Whatever Ruth does, if you hang out around Ruth for very long, folks, you will get smarter, I promise you. Ruth, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I hope you guys have a good one. I have a thing that I've been saying for a long time now, and I mean this with all my heart. What's good for small business is good for the world.
Absolutely.
And folks, I know that sounds gratuitous. That sounds self-serving for me. But I'm going to tell you something. I believe that with all my heart. I've earned the right to say that, Ruth, and you have too. Because we're planted in the ground. We don't get to offshore.
Nope.
What small businesses do is about as raw and real life as it gets. And the only thing tougher is being a single parent. And so I just think that if the leaders of the world would say, you know, if we would make our decisions based on what's good for small business, everything else would fall into place. I know that sounds naive and simplistic and romantic, Ruth, but I'm telling you, I believe it's the truth. What do you think?
I would agree with you because we, number one, we're all hardworking. We all want to make profits. We all want to do really good things for our community. And we're in a situation where we have to do it in order for us to survive. I mean, you look at anything that's larger business and things like that, which can get very political and all those sort of fun things, but we got to do things that put food on our table, put food on our employees' tables. And we really and truly think about it, where somebody who's the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar corporation probably doesn't say the same things and think the same thing.
Well, but see, yeah, and the thing is, the politicians, let's make no bones about it, folks. Let's just get it out there. President Obama was not a friend of business.
No, never.
I mean, he'll have to admit that. So,
no, he doesn't. He'll lie about it.
You're probably right. But anyway, he's not a friend of business. He hasn't been. He hasn't done things that have been beneficial to businesses. It's just those are the facts. That's not an opinion. So what I'm getting at is he didn't have to do something nice for big business and improve things. He could have done so much better if he had said, look, I'm not going to help big business because I think they're part of the problem. And you know what, Ruth? To some degree, I'm with him on that. Big businesses, Wall Street is part of the problem. But if he had said, you know what, I'm going to make sure that we take care of small businesses. We're not going to do any policies that hurt small businesses. And I think he could have taught the big companies a lesson, and we could have had a bigger economy. And you know what? He might have got elected for a third term. Who knows?
Yeah.
They might have changed the Constitution for him.
He would have tried to.
So what do you think?
I would totally agree with you. He was not a friend. He's never signed the front of a paycheck.
But that's a good point. But
yeah.
Back to my point about small business and being good for the world. What do you think?
I totally agree with it. I mean, we're there. We take care of our, the local things, and some get into some global economic things. But we have to really pay attention and do the right thing.
And Ruth, I'm talking about around the world. I'm not just talking about in America. See, I'm talking about if governments around the world, there is an incredible source of energy on Main Street that politicians around the world don't realize they have.
That's
it's called a small business. What do you think?
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah. Hey, Ruth, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Hope you guys have a good one. All the best to you and yours, and come back soon.
I will. Have a great 2017. Let's do it together.
Let's do it together. What do you think?
You got it.
Ruth
All
King,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very special person in our life. We would not want to do without her. We love having Ruth around us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.